This is a CKTZ News Update. Sailing waits, especially during holidays and the busy summer season, are common on BC Ferries' Campbell River to Quadra Island route. The corporation had widely publicized an increase in service with two vessels operating instead of one, increasing capacity by 80%. Originally scheduled for the summer of 2022, it was put off until this fall due to crew shortages. BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says the shortages have persisted fleet-wide, and now the increased service for the route has been further delayed.
Right now we are projecting to have the service up and running by late this year or early next year, so either December or January. We have had a lot of issues recruiting and retaining staff. I think everybody's heard that we have had crew shortages, so that has impacted our ability to start the two-ship operation.
Fleet-wide, Deborah, I'm just curious because obviously the entire BC Ferries service is being affected by these shortages. How many workers are you seeking to hire that would bring things up to a level that you'd hope for?
We're extremely close right now. We hired over 800 people this summer, and we continue to recruit in a variety of positions. We do have people joining the company. We also have people leaving the company. For our human resources department, it is a constant effort to keep the recruitment process going.
And is there a sense of how many more workers you'd like to hire?
As far as the two-ship operation, I believe we're just about there. Now, what we are also experiencing, too, is with BC Ferries, people can move around the fleet if they see different job postings and whatnot. So we do have some people in some current positions elsewhere in the company that have chosen to come to the what we call Route 23, the Campbell River Quadra Run. But in order to free them up to transfer to Campbell River Quadra Run, we have to backfill them somewhere else in the system. So we are getting very close, and then we're going to have to start the training and onboarding process for any new hires, and that does take some time as well.
And these two new Island-class vessels are unlike others in the fleet.
We do have a total of six of them all together now. We do have two operating between Gabriola and Bell Harbor. We also have one on Texada and one operating on the Alert Base on Tula Run. Total of six of the vessels in the fleet, so we are working towards standardization.
I did notice, Deborah, the last time I went to Campbell River, that vessel that had been docked in Kwathiaski Cove is no longer there. Is that one been put into service elsewhere at the moment?
We have been moving them around the fleet. Right now on the Gabriola Run, we've got Island Aurora and Island Guiguis. On the Texada Run, we've got the Island Nogales, and up on Alert Bay, we've got the Island Kaluta. So we do have two that are at our refit facility right now, which is basically a holding spot for them, and that would be Island Discovery and Island Quiguis.
Now, just wondering what message you have for travelers who suffered again through a lot of sailing waits, especially at the Kwathiaski Cove side and in Campbell River. It wasn't unusual, I know, this summer to sometimes experience two and up to three sailing waits.
Yes, we certainly apologize to our customers because we did anticipate to have these two ship operations up and running this summer. When we do get the two ship operations on the go, and that it will happen in the next few months, we will have more frequent service and wait times should certainly be reduced, mitigating that congestion.
Yeah, I did notice when I did the calculations earlier this year about those vessels is that it seems like when the two ships go into operation on that one route, that you could be, in fact, increasing capacity by about 80%.
It's a considerable jump in capacity, which we're really looking forward to implementing for our customers. We know that we do see the overloads on the Campbell River Run, and we definitely want to get that ship in service. There was two ships in service as soon as we can.
Now, I know you may not have this data or statistics at your fingertips, but do you have any sense of how many overloads or sailing waits there were on that route this?
I'm afraid I don't have that information at my fingertips.
Okay. And a final thing, I just wanted to compliment BC Ferries, Deborah, because I do get the alerts for some of the large vessel sailings between Vancouver and Vancouver Island, as well as, of course, the Quadra and Campbell River route, and of course, the Quadra Island to Cortez route. And I just wanted to say something that I found that seemed to be new this year is that you forewarning customers who sign up for the alerts or letting people know in advance if you anticipate a crewing shortage and a potential sailing cancellation situation on routes in advance. Is that something new?
That is something new because it's been unprecedented. unprecedented this summer, having the sailing cancellations due to crew shortages. And we know that when a customer has plans to travel, we want to let them know as soon as we can if their sailing might be in jeopardy because they need to make alternate plans.
That is something I see as a great service to be providing. And the good news, I think, on that front is that then you do let people know as soon as you can if a crew availability or a potential shortage has been resolved and that the sailings are going ahead. So I think most of the time your crewing staff are able to actually resolve those issues and scramble around and the staff to mitigate and ensure that those sailing cancellations don't happen.
Yeah, our crewing department works really hard to try to fill all the positions we need. And we must really thank our crews on board our vessels who do come in and work overtime. And they've already had a long week and whatnot, and they know how short we are, and they know that customers are depending on us. So we really want to give kudos and shout-outs to our crew for helping us out by working that overtime.
Hats off to BC Ferries. Deborah, I know you're doing the best under very trying circumstances, so thank you very much. And best of luck in getting those two vessels operating later this year or early next year.
Thank you. And the one thing I just want to add is the other part to getting the crew all ready to operate is accommodation on Quadra Island, because we know that can be tight. So if anybody out there has any accommodation that they want to rent out, if they want to contact us, they can email our labor relations department there at lr@bcferries.com. And then we can get the word out to any employee who's looking for accommodation on Quadra.
I just thought of one other quick question. I know that you had said in the past when we've spoken, Deborah, about part of your recruitment efforts actually happen overseas, and that this year, in the past couple of years, people were just not immigrating to Canada, maybe qualified mariners, etc., but were not actually leaving their home countries as they have in the past to join the fleet. Is there any sense that you can pick up some of those extra needed workers from qualified international mariners?
Yes, that is happening now, and I think as the COVID restrictions have been lifted, so people are traveling, people are moving, and we've actually welcomed some Ukrainians into the system.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.